You are listening to Those Casual Reds with Casey Gale, Jeremy Sanchez, and Mikey Douglas, only on LA Talk Radio.
So you know the deal. It's time for Those Casual Reds with Casey Gale on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. This is another one of those episodes of Those Casual Reds show brought to you by Balorian, Malukian, and Shagidian, BMS as they're called. They're located in Sherman Oaks, California, one of the finest law firms in Southern California. We're very proud for them to sponsor the show. You can call them at 747-444-4444. They specialize in personal injury, wrongful death, wrongful firing, accidents, medical issues. They sponsor all. They specialize with the whole gamut. And if they can't do it personally, they will find someone who's top-notch to represent you. They're called BMS, Balorian, Manukian, and Shagidian. Ask for Vahe, Hike, Ashat, Ani, David, and Shushan, some of the finest law firms. Call them. You get their free consultation. When they win, you win. If you don't win, they don't get paid. That's the deal. Balorian, Manukian, and Shagidian. Sam, bring in this lovely panel of Reds, these stateside Reds. How's everybody doing? Let me start with some introductions. We got Big Mikey out in Atlanta representing the South. Oh, my Lord. We got Bandito representing Southern California. And we got our man Sean, Pittsburgh's finest, representing those Pittsburgh Regs. In the studio with me is my guy Cheese and my brother Germ. How is everybody doing? It's good time. Cheese, would you like to take it from here?
Gentlemen, gentlemen, gentlemen. Manchester United fans all across the world. Right now, these few days before kickoff is probably the best time of your life because of hopes and dreams. Everybody in a good mood. I just want everybody to hold on to this feeling and embrace it because it could all go to shit real fast on Friday. So enjoy this. Enjoy this happiness and this hope that we have right now. We're feeling good. Ineos is cooking. We feel good. Enjoy it. Embrace it. Hold on to it because we don't know how long it's going to last. Big up on yourself. Carry on.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nice. Still.
Yeah.
Nice introduction.
Nice intro. Introduction. And on that note, same here. I'm having that hope. It's like those, you know, butterfly feelings right before you go on a first date, something like that, you know? Just that's how I'm feeling right before Friday.
What if these guys show up?
Exactly.
Mikey, are you feeling the same way as these gentlemen, Mikey? Is there a lot of good hope right now? There's a lot of good vibes.
I'm not worried about nothing right now.
Right.
All I know is just give it a life. Just give it a life.
Yeah, yeah.
Pastor Cobramano. Dollar gonna run the show. Come on. We're in here, bro. Shouts to my cousin, man. Shouts to my cousin getting mic'd up with the Cardinals making big plays.
Oh, that's beautiful.
You know what I'm saying? Casey, you don't know nothing about that.
That's beautiful.
That you know beautiful. What I'm saying? Shouts to everybody,
shout
man.
Shout out to your family. That's a beautiful thing. That is a beautiful thing.
Indeed. Congrats.
Bandito, my man Cheese just said, hope, feel good, enjoy it. How do you feel about this? I mean,
I don't know if it's hope or delusion or what, but I'm just going to roll with it, you know.
Run with it.
Man City are going to have to call our sponsors, BMS, and, you know, get another lawyer on their side.
Yeah. Is that September 13th?
You know, Arsenal, they're going to Arsenal the league, so they're not going to win it. So if City gets points deducted, Arsenal shit the bed, who's gonna run for the league, you know? So I just throw United. Us in there, you know, we'll hang around top four and then we'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Sean, what was the best thing to happen to you in these last couple of weeks? Is it the signings today? Is it Ineos with the state? What would you think? Like today, I had a premonition. I seen it all. I seen Premier League's coming back.
I got one. I'm gonna tell you about mine. Keep going.
All right, but this is Sean's moment. Sean, how you feeling? How are you feeling?
I'm feeling great. I haven't felt this good since Fergie left, to be honest with you. You know, I've always had my hopes and dreams.
You mean under Louis van Gaal, you didn't feel good like this?
Wow.
I haven't had, it's been a long time since I felt this good. Like, the club is going in the right direction. You know, I've had hopes and dreams. You know, we've come second a few times, but nowhere near City to win the league. I still don't believe we're there yet. I think there's five or six players. I know you posted it earlier, somebody in, you know, who's leaving, who's out of contract at the end of next year. But, I still think we need next summer's transfer window to possibly win the league. But we're in the right direction. And especially if City can get these charges, and then, you know, no one wants to go to Liverpool, do they? Because the fifth time this year that someone's turned them down. So, I'm excited.
Well, let's go with the highlight for today. Today's highlight is, let me find it on our page. Well, I shouldn't have to look on the page. We had a double announcement. Matthias De Ligt, Nassar Mazraoui. Did I say it right? Or we're just going to call him Maz.
Mazraoui.
Both deals went across the line today. It's like the buildup to it was, you know, you get excited and you be like, oh, this shit ain't going to happen. You know, some people got mad at Fabrizio, said too many updates, too many things. Beto was going crazy. Salute, Beto, because he always kept us on top. But both of them went across the line today. No problems. I loved what both players had to say. They were very complimentary. They were very excited. You know, how did you feel today, Bandito, when you heard that we had the double announcement?
Yeah, I like it. First of all, let me say a big thank you to Aaron Wan-Bissaka for his service to the club. Always put in a shift, worked hard to improve his game when he was in doubt. And the man is a tackling fool, what can I say?
Yeah.
We will always have, you know, him locking down St. Maxima to win the cup last year, and then a nice job on Doku to win the cup, the FA Cup this last term. So thank you, Aaron Wan-Bissaka, for your service. But he wasn't going to sign another extension, and to let him go on a free would be neglectful. So moving forward, he's just, you know, not the kind of profile that the coaching staff is looking for. So you come in almost a net zero to bring Mazraoui in. And now he's not perfect. He's got his concerns and his shortfalls as well, but more of the modern kind of moving forward with the ball, and then, you know, reading the game well, positioning himself in defensive position and off the ball much better. Of course, his injury record is a concern.
Stop the clicking.
Matthias De Ligt, he'll slot right in. He's got loads of experience for a young man, great leadership qualities, and he's going to understand, you know, exactly what Ten Hag is trying to build in the coming season. So I think that's a really good signing. Really looking forward to it. So definitely on an upbeat.
We had a comment here from Alan Dunn. He said the future looks bright. Salute to Alan. Yeah, everything looks bright. And Sean, we had a little talk pre-show, and, you know, we were all concerned about money to be spent, but they are working around it. They are figuring it out. I didn't know you could make moves like this. I didn't know you could work around a budget like this, so I'm impressed.
We're not used to it.
Go ahead, Sean.
I'll say real quick, it does help that we've actually sold this year. You know, if you look at the Wan-Bissaka, I know it was only 15, but we also had to pay him out just to get rid of him.
True.
So something we couldn't even do with Harry Maguire last year. But I think if I'm correct, and I know Bandino, you might know a little bit better, this is the largest we've made in one summer from sales in the last 10 years, I believe. Like, I wouldn't doubt it. We just don't sell. I believe this is the largest we've made, you know, with the Greenwood sale and everything else that we've made in the last 10 years. Because we've never been able to sell. And I know some of the deals have not been high, but they're, you know, at least we're bringing in money.
Mike, how do you feel today when you heard the news that we had the double signing? Were you like, okay, did we all kind of expect it away, or was it just like, you know, when it happened, and we were like, there it is?
Brother, I broke the news on this 15 days ago.
Big source.
insider right here.
Big source. No, no.
Big insider hey, over look, here.
I knew it was coming, right? And I'm excited. Like everybody else, I'm excited. I'm not going to be a contrarian here this time. It's good business. It's a good bit of business. I'm still a little cautious with this team, as always, because I still think we're not good enough. But these moves help, especially now that Luke Shaw is done off for the unforeseeable future. Real quick, Imani says we did some crazy business, but let's not get carried away. Ronaldo said we have a front office. And Beto says Delight and Mazzari played more games than our entire defense last season. Big up Beto. He's been all over it. We look like a team. We look like a team that makes signings. Not one or two guys, but four or five guys, right? Not guys that go, not people that go out and just get emergency loan signings on the last day of the season. We don't look like guys that give away $100 million for one player and then put Stormzy in a video with them. Like, we look like a front office. We look like we have a GM. We don't look like the Lakers, so we're doing good.
Wow. What?
Damn.
Fair.
Okay.
Gotta keep it going.
Alan Dunn said cherry on top, transfer window is Ugarte. Right now, on Ugarte's agent, George Mendes, is in England to wrap up the deal. There's some rumor that Sancho's supposed to be part of the PSG. We'll probably wake up tomorrow and find out more information. But it's all good things to get that double deal. Jeremy, how'd you feel when you heard it?
I feel great, man. What a difference it makes from last summer to this summer to get a proper front office, right? We're just so excited because we're finally seeing smart football moves being made, right? Not overpaying for players, waiting till the last minute to finally overpay, give $100 million plus add-ons for someone that, you know, was maybe a 40 or 50 mil player.
Don't get it twisted, though. I am looking forward to the last day of the transfer window.
I'm not saying I'm not, but the fact that we got these done now, granted, Mikey did break it, right?
15 days ago.
Exactly.
Salute to Mikey, our insider.
It's not the fact that it's two players, not just one that we were dragging this on weeks and weeks on end. So it's exciting. It's exciting to see this.
Yeah, it's very exciting. And, you know, the window's not done. I think we know there's still some work to be done. I mean, the next big news today is
Ugarte, right?
No. Luke Shaw is out till international break.
That's a big news.
Bumba club.
What else is new?
Yeah,
that's what else is new?
Something on that, because like saw the comment section that I've seen in our little thing, our 1878 man. I mean, you know, you guys know me. I hate Luke Shaw, right? Yeah. I mean, I think his ability to be on the pitch outweighs what he actually does when he gets there. I mean, he's a baller when he gets there at times, but, you know, the best ability is what? Availability. Mm-hmm. And if you can't be there, who cares what you did in the past? But some of the vitriol I've seen, like some of the things I've seen about his weight, about all this other stuff that has nothing to do with it. It's kind of crazy how we've kind of turned the corner on Luke Shaw a little bit. Because it's not just that group. I've seen it all over. People are done. But I was saying it when we first started the show. 9 seasons, never finish. Yep. Yeah. What do you expect?
That's a huge stack. Sean, when you heard the Luke Shaw news?
I wasn't surprised, to be honest with you. You know, he's out for a month. We know that the international break is a month away. So it's, you know, 4 games he's going to miss. You know, so for the first time, I'm going to agree with Mikey on this one here. I think it's time for him to go. The good thing about bringing Mazraoui in today, you know, if he can stay fit, he played a lot for Bayern on the left. He played for a lot for Ajax on the left. So we do have some cover there. He's probably, both of them probably going to slot right into that defense on Friday, because I don't see how we win that game without them two going in. It's time for Man United to cut losses with him. But the problem is, who's going to buy him at this point? He's so injury prone. I just don't see anyone getting decent money for him.
He can go to Como.
Bandito, when you heard the Luke Shaw, was it were you disappointed? Were you like, okay, wait, this is what we're accustomed to? Were you,
you can't depend on Luke Shaw, and it's
sad.
Kind of a bad point that he's fit for England, but then he comes back and can't play for United. So my thoughts kind of went to move on from that. What are we going to do? We play Dalot on that side, or play Harry Amas on that side.
Anthony.
Players like Harry Amas, they get their chance because of injuries. But he's 17. He's not 21. So
he's not ready.
That's the real issue with him. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
If you're up a goal, you're up two goals, something like that, you can bring him on. But to put him in and say, hey, go out and lock down, their winger is a tough one. So I think, like Sean said, Mazraoui can play on the left. We've also seen Dalot play on the left, and then Mazraoui can play on the right. So very needed.
Sanjeev says, I see why Mourinho hated Shaw. Now, before I let you two guys say something, I defended Luke Shaw today. I said, I am not leaving our training staff accountable. They need to be accountable. There's no reason Luke Shaw should have been allowed to play in the Euros. He should have been held back from the Euros. We all knew this going into the Euros. This was a bad idea to let him play. Luke Shaw would pick up an injury playing with his kids in the front yard. He only played two games in the Euros?
Yeah, he came on at halftime.
Made no sense. Came back to us, all we heard was, he's unfit. Mm-hmm. He's unfit. Some of us questioned it. Why is he unfit when Kobe's fit? Bruno's fit. Everybody else who went to the Euros was fit. I didn't believe this unfit shit. I knew it had to be an injury to hold Luke Shaw out. So, our previous athletic department has let Erik ten Hag down at the left-back position. They were the people who told him, oh, no, let Alvaro Fernandez go. Don't re-sign Serge Reguilon, because Malacia and Luke Shaw will be back. And those were medical decisions that Erik ten Hag admitted he got advice from them. Back to the Luke Shaw thing. How did you feel when you saw that?
Like Bandito, like the rest of us, not surprised. We're expecting that at this point. Like, I don't even have him on my team sheet for Friday in the first place. I'm like, yo, you're not playing, bro. I don't expect it to be there. So, not surprised. But segueing into my premonition, this is how Anthony, if we don't sell him, because I saw some crazy thing about getting Rafinha somehow from Barcelona. Don't ask me how. But swap deal.
Barcelona's broker than everybody.
Yeah. So I don't know if that's true, but I would love Rafinha. Either way, Luke Shaw out. This is how Anthony saves his career. He's just going to be wing back, right back, left back, wherever we need him. That's where he's
What do you mean
play.
When we need him? The guy's shit.
He is shit. Our team's going to be injured and unavailable, that's where you're going to slot in that wing back.
You got to put a guy that's mentally broken at a left back.
Telling you. That's his Ten Hag's boy.
Rajat V says Diego Dalot available. So, yeah.
He should be a starter, Dalot.
As the left back.
Easy.
Quick question. What'd you guys think about Pelestri playing at the left back? Bandito, what'd you think? Was it something you think we should try again?
No.
It's a no for me.
It's a no for me, dog.
Yeah. It's not his position. Yeah. He's, what's he going to do? He didn't moan about it. He just went and tried to play the position, but. Instead of just being big and attacking the ball at the back post, he let a guy 140 pounds bully him for a header equalizer. So, no, it's not his position.
Exactly.
Jeremy, how'd you feel about Luke Shaw?
Luke Shaw? The same, like, I think it's the same thing I feel like everyone else, right? It's just, I'm not surprised the waste man at this point, right? But,
why is this waste man word?
Man, it's just like,
y'all got Jeremy saying waste man now.
I wasn't expecting him to even play, like, just like Cheese. I didn't even have him on my team sheet. So for him to have the breaking news that he's out, I'm like, breaking news, really? That's not breaking to me. That's just like, go on with the season without him. We did it last year, so we're going to do it again this year.
I asked a question on the 1870 casual page. What's more important to get now? A midfielder or a left back? And I was surprised by the answer. Sean, what your answer would be?
Well, I already told you my answer earlier. I'm not sure if you read it, but a midfield is more important than a left back.
Right, I read everything, Sean. I'm doing it for content.
Nice.
But no, midfield is majorly more important than
Paramount.
Left back, right?
Midfielder.
Paramount.
Yeah. Plug CDM is miles ahead of a left back right now. Yeah. We need, like, I watched the game. I know it was a preseason game, but I watched the game against Liverpool, and I said this on the show last night. We were absent on that. They ran through our midfield. It's just atrocious, and it happened every single game last year. If you watch the game, they just dominate us through the midfield. I know we have a better defense now that can play a high line, which is going to help. But if we don't have someone that sits in that six and protects them, they're going to get overrun again, which is going to cause more injuries. We need somebody to sit there. Now, if we can't afford Ugarte, I had it as the headline of the show last night. I've done more research on Sanderberg. I think this is a guy that could come in and do the job for a season, or at least till January.
Yeah, I don't know much on Sanderberg, but just know he's a big guy. Pause.
6'4".
Yeah, and I really couldn't tell, but I'm waiting to, you know, I'm going to take your word about it. I know he's supposed to be, has a good shot. Defensively, I don't know much about him. Midfield, I really don't know much about the guy, you know. He's really new on my radar. So
this whole thing about people like, oh, we're buying someone from the championship. I don't care. So many good players come from the championship. Like, I've done extensive research on him today, and the fact that he plays in the championship is a great for us. We can get him for 20 million, 25, exactly. And he's still going to do better than Casemiro. So,
Alan Dunn says, Shaw, you've been gone, and recover properly. He'll be back. We have others we can fill in for a while. And Alan Dunn says, you agree with you, Sean. Well, there it is. You know, the thing about Luke Shaw's position is, well, I mean, he says that we have people can fill in, but we're going to have to make some movements. We're going to have to. The good things we signed is Nazari. Now, he has injury concerns, too, because we penciled him to be a full-time backup. I don't want to be negative Nancy here, but we can't afford any more injuries on the fullback position. And that was my concern about getting a new fullback over a midfielder. But the midfielder thing seems like it's so far gone. It's going to happen eventually, especially for agents over in the UK to deal with it. So let's talk about Jadon Sancho and the more outs. What is the important? We're still hearing that Maguire is still up to be out because someone else jumped in the deal. We have Fulham and there's another team.
Is it McTominay also?
Yeah, McTominay. Someone else is coming
Fulham,
in.
Fulham, right?
Fulham, and there's another team that's coming in late for him. Oh, Napoli.
Galatasaray.
Oh, Napoli jumped in there, too.
I didn't see that one yet.
Yeah, I just read it late. I just read it late when on the way here. Go ahead. Who would you want to get out now? Sancho or McTominay, just for the budget-wise? Bandido.
At a hypothetical, you'd want to get Sancho because he doesn't contribute. But in reality, no one wants him. We'll have to take a loss. We'll have to pay part of his wages. McTominay is he's a decent Premier League player. And I think because we're playing Fulham, we're not going to sell to Fulham right now. Maybe after the game, then they'll start renegotiating. I think they're about 5 million away. Like, we want 30, they want 25. So I think that's going to be the most likely his his destination. He's got to want it too. So if he doesn't want it and he wants to stay, then your options are let him go on a free the following year or extend him for a year. So I've got a feeling that he's going to take the deal, and they're going to get – this is going to help that, you know, that net spend that we get a center mid and pay about $20 million, you know, minus what we got for – or, you know, pay about $40 minus what we get for McTominay. That's my feeling.
Mikey, I know you are in the Sancho fan club. According to your comments I saw after the match, you didn't think too highly of him. He did let us down highly in this opening.
I think he's being sarcastic, Mikey.
Mikey, I'm being – I know. I just – you know, sometimes I think Mikey and I would register, but he look at me like I'm holding up a crack bag like, hey, Mikey, you want to go in the corner and do something? How much is he worth on the market? Because I'm hearing that Manchester United is actually asking up to 50 for Sancho. Mikey, how could we ask for this much money?
I mean, you got to ask. You don't get anything if you don't ask. So you ask for it, and then you see what people are offering. You got to test the market and say, hey, we want 50 for this guy. And then the market comes back and says, he's not worth fucking 50. Are you mad? And then you say, all right, well, then what is he worth? And then everybody's like, 25, 20, 20, 10, or whatever. It just depends on the situation, right? Yeah, that guy, man. So during that game, when he takes, I know we're going to get into the game, but when he steps up to take the penalty, I said, yeah, it's over now. He's not going to make it. Like, he's just not going to make it. Yeah. I just knew he wouldn't do it. I just know him. He just is not going to do it. And he's just a, I give these guys a chance, bro, because I like to think they're human beings. Like us. I like to think that. And just like human beings, they disappoint. You know what I'm saying? So he's just a disappointment, man. He just, there's a little scene where the goal goes in and then Ten Hag starts celebrating and then Sancho's next to him and then he kind of just like
stops celebrating a little bit.
I saw that and I don't read too much into it, but you know, I just think with all the fiasco that happened yesterday, we should just go ahead and do that deal with PSG. Hopefully that's on. I think PSG is insane, and they're just reaching for names at this point because there's no way you can see Sancho, and I don't care what you say, you can see Sancho play all of last year and say, you know what, man, that's a guy we need on our team. I just don't see it. I'm done with him. I'm done. Rashford, too. Done with Rashford.
Whoa, calm down. We'll get to that. Whoa.
Get him, Mikey. Get him, Mikey. Rashford.
Look at what Rashford did. Yo, come on. Rashford had a few times to score. Rashford hits the post. He played decent. He played a non-Rashford game. Let's just say that. He didn't play as how bad as he's been. So, yeah, let's clap it up for that. Let's clap it up for him not being the normal him that he's been, right? But there's times I'm like, bro, you are just thinking way too much. I've said this 1,000 times. And I'm done with Rashford, too. I don't think there's no coming back for him.
Wow, that's a heavy statement. Let me read some more comments here. Alan Dunn says, this is Alan's grandson, Luca. Shout out to Luca. Glory, glory, Man United. Alan Dunn again, Luca says, I think we should sell Sancho because he has the attitude problems and he doesn't perform great. And Luca says one more time, we should get rid of Sancho for 30 and 40. Value on Sancho. What's his value? Let me ask you this. Is he worth more than Anthony?
Oof. Yes. Yes. Anthony's that bad. Anthony's that bad. And his value goes down daily.
Oh, my God. He put out a good statement, though, saying he's going to come back and work hard for the club.
Luke Shaw is worth more than him, and he's always injured.
I think Yuchi saying that Sancho is worth more than Anthony is not really saying much.
That's not really saying much about that. God, that's not really saying much.
But just to speak on the McTominay one, the teams that were on for him, I'm seeing is was it Brentford, right? Napoli, which rejected the bid, and then also Everton, right?
That's Everton,
like the teams that I'm seeing.
Everton
here
don't have no cheese.
Yeah, so Fulham was trying to get 20 for them, but United's asking for 30. That's why they rejected that bid.
And I think what we're hearing, guys, is Scotty actually wants to play first team football, so he's being ambitious and he's asking for this.
Ambitious by going to Fulham?
I mean,
that's okay. Yeah, that's right.
I think he knows his role with us. We're trying to find people to replace midfielders, so he should understand that he actually has value for us on the market. Whatever that means, he has value for us on the market.
You missed a whole sitter, and
man, brother,
I'm done with this. McTominay, if Mac can see McTominay play and get hyped up over the 7 or 8 or 10 goals he scored.
Wait a minute.
Say, oh, we'd be in 10th without him. We're in 8th. Out of 4, you're last. It doesn't matter. He could go and give us some money. He's a squad player, yeah. Maybe I keep him for the depth and the legs. But I'll take 30, 25 million. Go on and get the first team football you're looking for, because it ain't happening here.
I actually don't know what to call Scotty, gentlemen. A midfielder, or is he just a crash-in-the-box type dude? Because his midfield skills are subpar. He's the worst. I mean, he's involved with, I think he's averaging 19 passes a game when everybody in our team is either up in the 50s or higher. He does not help us in the midfield. Then you have the Scotty supporters who say things like, yeah, but he comes in and he crashes the box and gets us a goal for us. Well, if he was a better midfielder, we wouldn't need him to crash the box at the end of the game and get a header for us. If he was better in progression, we wouldn't need him to do that. If he made himself available for a pass, Collier has already shown way more talent than Scotty.
Collier's nice. Ronaldo says Kai Rooney worth more than Antony. Brother,
he's going to be a baller.
Brother, I have a box of cigarettes with 4 cigarettes in it that's worth more.
Send them to me.
Than McTominay and Antony.
If you have comments on your pages, please read them, people, because we all have different comments coming.
So I'm seeing all the ones you see.
I got Alan saying by a mile, yes. By a planet, we must be talking about Scotty. Oh, he must be talking about Sancho. Costs more than Antony. Yeah, it's Sancho. And then Sanjeev says McTominay is like Fellini and has to use the case in the last 5 minutes. I think Fellini's better.
I'm going to step in there real quick.
Go ahead.
Shut up, dude. I know who that is, and he's part of my club. And they're all Scotty lovers. Sanjeev, we don't want him at Manchester United. Like, seriously, you got like, where's he going to play? I keep saying this.
I feel like Fellini was better than McTominay. I don't know.
Yeah, but where's McTominay going to play?
That's the whole question.
Just go. It's pure profit because he came through the academy. He's not going to get a game next year. You know, we get Ugarte in. Ugarte's going to play there. You know, we got backup for that in Casemiro. You got Mainoo. We got Mount that can play there.
Yeah.
Bruno Fernandes doesn't miss a freaking game. So where's he going to play? Like, just go. It's time for you to just go. And on the way out, I'll give you $10 if you take Anthony with you.
Anthony's up. Oh, boy. That's the biggest stink on Eric Ten Hag's.
New wing back.
But that wasn't on him, though, was it?
Not really. That was our negotiation. That's in the negotiators. Yeah. That's on them.
Yeah.
Because if you got someone who is worth 30 in the market, you don't come in and say, okay, we give you 80. Especially when the player's holding out and forcing the move. If the player's forcing the move, he's letting the team know I'm dipping. You don't go and double his value and double it and act 10 more on it. So, with all that stuff said, let's get into the Fulham match, which is coming up this weekend. Well, Friday. Big match. First match. There's a lot to be excited about. There's a lot to add into the mix. I'm going to start with Mikey at Atlanta. We can go into rosters. You can tell me who would you like to see in your lineups. What would you like to see in the match? Who would you think, especially the back four, that's what we are really concerned about. Because I'm going to tell you right now, Casemiro is going to be our holding mid. Our midfield is going to be Casemiro, Kobe, Bruno. Any doubts?
No. Let's see what Mikey says.
Mikey, go ahead.
You're saying your lineup, Casey.
No.
I mean, my biggest question is, like, are we going to let Martinez play left back again?
No.
I don't think so.
Like, what what do we have for the left? Do we just say
that's a huge question? Position?
Do we say okay? So he's gonna play. He hasn't played one preseason for us. He's just gonna suit up and play. Yeah, he signed yesterday.
It don't matter. He knows how to play Ten Hag ball, so why not?
We ain't played Zerski in two games, and he's been back. He's been back from the Netherlands for 20 days, and he didn't play none. So it's like I don't know how I feel about playing a guy cold like that. We have to because we don't have a choice. So put him in there. Martinez, De Ligt is gonna play. Let De Ligt play. He's gonna be another one that's cold. Cool. Dallo, Onana, of course. Your midfield that you said, and then the three up top. I'd go with. I like this. Well,
this is a big one.
Zirkzee has to play up top. I haven't seen him, so don't know, can't really say. Rashford on the left, because like as bad as he is, he did have a good little turnout, and he's warm. He's played, so like cool, let him play. And then Garnacho on the right. Garnacho's been figuring it out on the right, so. We give a Garnacho or Amat, either one of them.
All it's right. Just,
Mikey. That's me. Yeah, Mikey, what do you think? You think Garnacho is better coming on as a sub?
Running Ooh, he beat me to it.
What's your thought on that?
Depends on the game. I think it's a game-by-game thing. I think there's games where we'll benefit from starting him to go at somebody and then putting Amat on. And then there's games where he could affect the game late on with his pace and his attacking ability to go at guys. So I would like to see him interchange. But, for this game, start him. Start him for this game. I mean, I don't even know who they have defending Fulham.
You saying start Garnacho this game?
Cassagna on that side is not great.
Go ahead, Mikey. I'm Bandito. You go ahead and tell us your thoughts on the Fulham.
Well, I'm gonna talk about Fulham.
Yeah, go ahead.
So their back four is not great. They've got a decent keeper, the German. Got it here, Leno. So what they do to us last time is they overran our midfield. So they've got Smith Rowe. They've got preseason Pirlo, Manchester United Academy grad,
Andres Pereira.
I thought Pereira left.
No, he's still there.
Oh, he's still there.
And then Sigurdsson. So guys who can really cover, not technically great, but they can really cover the ground. And then they're decent in attack. They've got, you know, remember Willem from, Chelsea, Arsenal, the Brazilian.
Williams still playing for them?
Yeah. Damn. And then they've even got Traore.
Salute him.
From Wolves.
Oh, he came from Wolves?
William
Traore did us last year.
Yes, Pause. He did.
And then they've got Raul Jimenez and what's the Brazilian guy?
Muniz.
They'll probably play either one of those. So they got some decent attacking players, and what they're going to try to do, I think, is just out-energy our midfield.
Sean, your thoughts on the Fulham match?
I'm pretty much going with Big Mikey there. I think Rashford starts. I think he starts for the next couple of games. If he doesn't pick it up, then I can see Garnacho going back over to the left and Amad Diallo starting on the right permanently. But I wanted to touch back a little bit. Like, I was just looking at this thing here, and we were talking about kind of the players earlier. When everyone's come back fit, and we're talking about the likes of Anthony, Eriksen, Malacia, and who else was it? McTominay. If we put in our full lineup, we got Onana, Martinez, De Ligt, Mazzarri, a left back, you know, because Shaw's injured, Dolo, Ugarte, so he comes in, Mainoo, Bruno, Rashford, Zirkzee, Garnacho. Our defense, our bench is Bindir, the goalkeeper, Shaw, Maguire, Euro, Casemiro, Mount, Diallo, Sancho, and Hoyland. Can anybody tell me where Anthony, Eriksen, Malacia, and Scott McTominay? They're not going to make the team. So this is, I just wanted to touch back on that. Like, these players need to leave.
Yeah.
Like, so, you know, especially with the reports that we may be getting two or three more players before the end of the window.
Yeah, Fofana.
But yeah, going back to the Fulham game, I think there's going to be a, you know, we played well against City. I think we played well enough to, you know, beat Fulham. I don't see, you know, a big 4 or 5 nil. You may be 2-0 here. So I think it will be a pretty comfortable game if Mazzarri and De Ligt play the game. If they don't play, because I know Maguire's injured, I don't know what we're going to do. I can honestly see Casemiro coming back and playing centre-back again. Yeah, because I know our back line's pretty depleted right now. So it all depends on whether he's going to have the balls to play De Ligt and Mazzarri. Fitness-wise, I agree with Mikey. You know, they're not up there. Tactically-wise, they know what they're doing already. So,
Roger said number one United goal was Bruno halfway, kind of like goal, versus Poole and Garnacho Everton bicycle. And Sanjeev says, yeah, great goals. Roger says, we can play Collier as a pivot at DM. Sanjeev says, it's definitely going to be Cass in that position, though. Roger says, maybe not. Sanjeev says, we have a bench and they can sit on it. Ha ha. Jeremy, how you feel about going into Fulham? Your thoughts?
I feel positive, man. I mean, we're going to start with Evans, Maguire at center back. I'm just...
I see the exact
I mean, I see the same lineup. I would have liked to seen like maybe Cerxi up top and then not even start Rashford and put Garnacho on the left and Ahmad at the right, but I don't think that's gonna happen. I think we're gonna start off with the up top three, right? Rashford, and who else? Did I slip on my
Garnacho.
Yeah. So I mean, who's the
that's out of my mind. There's Zerski, right? And there's Ahmad, yeah. There's Garnacho.
That's what I would like to see, but I don't think that's going to happen. But for the most part, I'm positive, probably 1-0. That's what I'm looking.
Sure.
Yeah, we want to see...
Cheese. Go ahead, Bandito.
We want to see repeated patterns of play. We want to see, see better playing out from the back, playing through their lines, right? And we want to see us with possession, pressuring them back, right, and then breaking them down. We want to see less of, you know, chucking the ball long for a 50-50, you know, the chip over the wing and then playing it backwards again. And we want to see that, you know, that hexagonal shape where they got two, kind of like a two wide and then two sitting right in front of the front four. A press that is connected, coordinated. We're going on press triggers and not just chasing the ball around. And we're squeezing them, you know, when they're on one side of the pitch and trying to win the ball back high. So we saw some of that against City. A lot better in the second half we saw that. So against a team like Fulham, no disrespect to Fulham, but that's, you know, that's what we expect to see from this United side.
Jeez, your thoughts.
My thoughts for the Fulham game on Friday is my boy, Erik ten Hag. I want to see some coaching out of you. I want to see some tactical coaching out of you. And I want to see quick decision-making out of you. If Marcus Rashford is playing shit, pull that mofo. Pull him. You have a bench to use. And Ahmad deserves to play. So if you're not going to start Ahmad and you're going to Rashford and Rashford is playing shit, pull the man. That's my thoughts with Fulham. I want to see Ten Hag coach. Ten Hag had so much on his plate last season trying to fix everything. You see all the other teams in the league closing the gap. The West Hams, the Brightons, Aston Villa cooking with Unai. So it's just, I just want to see Ten Hag coach. I want to get the best out of Ten Hag, and I want to see like the United learn, like the learning curve. I want to see the learning curve like up there this year, and the man them like catching on to whatever the boss is saying, and let's see it on the field. Starting with Fulham, let's freaking go.
Well, up to an hour ago, I'm going to give my thoughts on the Fulham guys. They said that De Ligt and Mazraoui were able to get a little training in today. They said De Ligt is ahead of him on fitness. So that's a bit concerning to me. It was surprising to me that no one, none of us considered Harry Amos to play.
I'm expecting him to play.
I would think he'll probably get the nod, even though he's, you know, he's probably, when Kobe started, he's a year and a half younger than Kobe starting at that point. So, I don't know. I would go ahead. Who's speaking?
Yeah, me. Real quick. Amas is not ready. I watched him very, very closely. I was pretty close to the pitch against Liverpool. He's not ready to start a Premier League game. I 100% agree with Ten Hag leaving him out the Charity Shield game. He is not ready to start a game in the Premier League right now.
I totally agree with you. I got in a debate today with Mikey's boy Ronaldo out of the South, and he was like, "The kid's ready. Let him hold the reins now. If Kobe did, he can do it." He's a lot younger than Kobe was at the moment. But I totally agree with you. I would like to hope to see Mazraoui get in there just because of the veterans, you know, the older guy, he's been in bigger games. So I would think that would be the back four. Midfield, I don't see it any different. Casemiro is going to be a holding mid. It's going to be Kobe, Bruno. Now, the top three is interesting. Yes, Rashford's going to start. We all know that. It's a shame that Josh Wazerski didn't get any run in this previous preseason game just to see what he can offer. So I feel like either Ten Hag knows what he's got and he's going to start him because he has to play. There's no other choice. Unless he does something crazy and puts Rashford at the top and goes with Garnacho and Ahmad. I don't know. He hasn't done it all preseason, so I don't know if that's going to happen. Now, me personally, I would start Ahmad because he's done it all preseason.
Earned it, man.
He's earned it. He looks good doing it. There's nothing. Ahmad hasn't done anything wrong in my eyes. Garnacho coming off the bench though is a killer. I don't know. I like to see Garnacho coming off the bench because him going against a tired defense is insane. Exactly. They can't deal with him. He came off that bench and was just running around, man. And then we were all like, God damn, what can you do to stop him? So, but on that note, like you said, Eric Ten Hag has got to have a quick hook.
Yeah.
And the quick hook is for Marcus Rashford.
Yeah.
Because Marcus Rashford, listen, I love Marcus Rashford, but he was highly disappointing.
Rashford,
yeah. You have these shots to be clinical. Put the goal in the net, help your team finish the game, and you don't do it. Then Garnacho comes off the bench, and it's no problem. So the key is, and we know Rashford's going to start. We would hope Josh Wazerski's going to start. I feel like Ahmad's going to start. But you got to have a quick hook, Eric Ten Hag. Yeah. We cannot afford to get off to a slow start in this Premier League because I'm telling you all something. City's going to be there. Arsenal going to be there. And I'm telling you, this is the team everybody need to worry about. Aston Villa is going to be there. Top four is not going to be an easy walk this year. It might be the toughest race yet because, you know, the Scouts.
West Ham look good, too. Huh? West Ham just shored up their back line. Like
yes.
Business. They got Toledo. You know, they got Wan-Bissaka now. You know, they play a completely different style of ball.
That's crazy.
And Wan-Bissaka now. Be up there too.
Yeah.
But
so,
I got a weird feeling he's going to not play Zerski up front. He's going to play Sancho up front.
Are you
Sancho?
Are you serious? Explain that quick. You got 2 minutes to explain the shot.
Would you not see his comments that he's going to play him? You know, Sancho can do a job there. You know, Ten Hag came out a couple of weeks ago and said that he can do a job up front for Man United. I think Zerski's unfit. There's got to be a reason he didn't come on for at least 10 minutes of that Sheffield game.
Maybe he's saving unfit. He's like, this is one person we can't afford to get injured.
And one last thing, this is a group thing, and I don't mean to be a negative Nancy here, but can you put your hand up if you think someone's going out injured on Friday?
Don't do that, guys. Don't do that. Please don't do that. Don't do that.
I would not be surprised. I'm not going to be surprised, bro.
Don't do that.
I'm ready for the injuries, man.
I'm ready for it.
people keep talking about, oh, it's not going to be like last year. There's no way we have the amount of injuries you have.
Got preseason dudes getting injured, getting a little mixed and matched.
We have a new training department. We have a new athletic training department.
Watch them about to be like, hold on.
Wow. Last note. Did you see Varon got hurt?
Yep. Yeah. Not even 30 minutes in. That's Luke Shaw should go play for Como with him.
Yeah.
They should literally play together.
He's out for a while, too.
Go live good.
He didn't even make it 30 minutes.
It's sad to see him on the bench like that.
It's sad, though. I was so hurt for him.
It was bad.
He should retire. He knows it's over. He should just go retire.
Give this the last year and just call it.
Just go to MLS.
All right, guys. This was a good show. Very informative show. It was a positive show. We got Fulham. I cannot wait to see these gentlemen on Thursday doing the United Zone. One of my new favorite show on YouTube. If you're not watching it, supporting it, go ahead.
Go watch the new movie, video Dude. That I just dropped today from South.
Oh yeah, I posted was it on that. I posted it. Good job, great video, guys. We got Fulham next. We got United Fan Zone Thursday. Great show, positive vibes. I'm going with a 2-0 United over Fulham. I want to thank Mikey, Bandito, Sean, Jeremy, Cheese. This has been Those Casual Reds Show. Up the fucking Reds. We're in the whip. Thank you.
We out.
Reds with Casey Gale, Jeremy Sanchez, and Mikey Douglas. Only on LA Talk Radio.